Hi, everyone. Welcome to the show. I'm Tiffany.
And I'm Sam.
And today we're going to be writing a fan letter. So do you have, like, who is your favorite actor or actress of all time?
Of all time? Of all time.
So hard, right?
So hard. But I can say recently, quite fond of Chris Pratt.
Ah, okay. Yeah, I like him too.
Because of the Guardians of the Galaxy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think it's actually the most interesting movie.
It's
the
funny,
Marvel movie,
right?
Yes, yes,
it's
yes.
Really funny.
Yeah, and featuring all the, like, soundtracks from the 80s.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's very, like, the groove is very good. I really
yeah.
like it. Yeah.
Oh, man, it's so hard for me to wind down to just of all time.
Yeah.
But I do have a few actors
yeah.
that I like. I can't choose my number one.
Okay.
I like Tom Hardy.
Ah,
I think
yes.
he's a really, really, like, he's an amazing actor.
Yes.
And he's very handsome.
Yes.
That's a plus.
Okay.
And then for actresses, oh, let me think.
Actress, I can say I really like Emma Stone.
Oh, yeah, okay. I like her too.
I think she has, like, she's very attractive on the screen.
Mm.
Yes.
Yeah, there's something about her that makes you just want to watch her movies
yeah.
and you can't take your eyes off her. She really does have that Hollywood
yeah,
kind
star
of
quality.
Yeah, I think so. Oh, I can't choose a favorite actress.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's so hard. It's really hard. There's so many. Like, I do like Emma Stone. Sometimes Jennifer Lawrence, I like her movies too.
Yes, yes.
I also like Kate Blanchett.
Yeah, she's the queen.
Yeah, she's the queen. I love her. And of course, Meryl Streep.
Yes.
See,
yes.
It's so hard for me to choose. There's so many people that I really like. But it's okay. We will have time to think about
mm-hmm.
it because we're going to write a fan letter to mm-hmm. someone that we really admire. So
mm-hmm.
let's take a look. Okay, so let's take a look at our instructions or
mm-hmm.
how we should write our fan letter. So we can read the Chinese first, it says.
Okay, 所以呢今天我们就要写这个文章哦，这个叫做 fan letter. Okay, 你是一个 fans, 就是你是一个粉丝哦，要写给你的偶像，写给你的这个心目中的明星了。所以呢我们可以看到提示，他就说呢，每一个人从小到大应该都有喜欢过的偶像或明星。可能是呢看了他的电影或者是书，也可能是喜欢他的音乐，请写一封120字以上的信函向你所欣赏的偶像，表达你对他的喜爱以及你所受到的启发。那注意到了我们这个特别有指定了他的姓末署名呢，请用 Nicola Estrada 或者是呢 Sean Williams.
Ooh, that was a very nice Spanish pronunciation. Okay, so we don't actually have to choose an actor or actress. We can actually choose even singers or authorsor just somebody famous or musicians that we really admire. And then we have to write 120 words, a letter to this person,
mm-hmm.
and then tell them why you like them. And then, of course, we have to choose a name. We can either choose Nicola Estrada or Sean Williams if you
mm-hmm.
want to write as a male. Okay, I think this is easier now. So it doesn't have to be actor or actress.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a celebrity or someone famous that you really admire?
Mm-hmm.
You
yes,
do. Who is
I do.
It?
Because after reading this plot, I remember, like, during high school, I actually wrote something.
Oh, you
in
did?
School. Yeah, like this in
you
school.
You wrote a fan letter, too?
Yes, yes. It's not exactly a fan letter,
mm-hmm.
but you have to talk about, like, someone you admire. And
oh.
I remember that the celebrity, the famous people I wrote about is Tom Ford.
Oh,
the designer.
Oh, I
yeah.
love him.
Yeah, because I remember, it's like I read something about him on
mm-hmm.
the magazine, and first, you saw the picture, and
mm-hmm.
he's a designer. He's a fashion designer.
Yeah, he's a fashion designer.
But he looks like a movie star.
Yes, he's very handsome. He's a very
yeah.
handsome fashion designer.
and I was like, who is he? Is he a movie star or something? And then you read the article, and it's like, ah, it's
mm.
a fashion designer. And during the time, he brought back Gucci.
Right,
know,
he
brand.
Was the designer
yeah.
for Gucci at that time.
Yeah, and he, like, bring it back to life.
Mm-hmm.
So it was like, oh, who is this
yeah.
guy?
I love his designs as well. It's, like,
mm-hmm.
very sexy. It's very sleek. It's very modern.
Yes.
It makes you feel very confident, I think.
Yeah.
When you, oh, yeah, so very good. Like, we can also choose fashion designer, someone that you really
mm-hmm.
admire. So if you like fashion, you can, of course, pick your favorite designer. There's so many. Christian Dior.
Yeah.
There's Christopher. For Bailey, and then there's so many new fashion designers, Virgil Abloh,
yeah.
Kim Jones. Okay, if you guys know who they are, you can also write about that. I remember for
mm-hmm.
me, when I was younger, I loved the Spice Girls.
Yes. If you wanna be my lover.
Yeah. Actually, I really loved Christina Aguilera and the Spice Girls a lot.
Okay.
But I think...
Not Britney Spears?
I was more of a Christina fan.
Okay.
Yeah, I like Christina more. But yeah, I listened to the Spice Girls a lot. And I remember I just wanted to like really become a musician when I was younger. I was like, oh, I want to be a pop star. Even though I can't sing, I can't really dance.
Yeah.
But that was my dream. I wanted to be like the Spice Girls. So,
but which one is your favorite?
When I was younger, I really liked Baby Spice.
Okay.
But now when I'm older...
The sweet innocent one.
Yeah, when I'm older, I like Posh Spice. I like Victoria Beckham.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like her. So yeah, you can also talk about your favorite singers or something. So,
like Victoria Beckham is actually quite a good example because she was like... A singer, dancer. But now she's actually a fashion designer.
Exactly.
And a mom.
Yeah. And she married a very, very hot husband. A handsome husband. So yeah, she's a very successful lady.
Yes.
So you see, she's a really great idol. All right, so yeah, we have a bit of a few ideas, right, that we shared with you. Now we need to write a letter. Now, remember, when you write a letter, you need to start with Mr. and Mrs. on the left side of the letter, like Mrs. Victoria Beckham or Mr. Tom Ford.
Okay.
So, of course, Mr. is for a male. Mrs. or Miss, okay? This actually, I know a lot of people get confused. If it's MRS dot Mrs., it means it's a married woman. So, for example, Victoria Beckham, she's married. I will have to call her Mrs. Beckham. But if this lady is not married, like Emma Stone, we would say Ms., M-S, Emma Stone.
Okay.
So there's a difference between Ms. and Mrs.
好，所以呢，今天的文章呢，和之前写作文章不太一样的地方呢，在于今天要写的是信函哦。所以呢，信函里面呢，当然我们中间要是一个，比起一般我们在这论述呢，或者在描述的时候呢，我们今天的文章必须是变成一个你在跟他的对话。所以呢，你要以第一人称来出发来写这个内文。那除了我们内文这个要以第一人称来写作之外呢，另外一件非常重要的事情呢，就是格式哦。格式有多重要呢？当你出社会开始工作之后就知道格式呢非常非常的重要啊，千万不能出错，因为一个格式呢可以看得出来一个人是细心还是懒散。这个呢很多人会喜欢注意这种事情，所以要特别注意。那写信的时候呢，我们就首先看到了刚 Tiffany 就提醒大家，我们写信的格式呢，首先你一定要写给谁嘛，对不对？给谁。所以呢注意到我们信件的最上面呢，我们呢通常是靠在左边，我们呢就会写它的称谓。比方说你要写给的是这个维多利亚贝克汉，你可能就会写说，比方说 Mrs. Victoria Beckham， 就会写在我们信件最上面，因为你是要跟他对话。注意到呢，我们就要写这个。那通常呢，我们称谓后面是加上的是姓氏 ，OK， 或者是全名。我们通常不会，比方说 Mrs. Victoria， 这个是很奇怪，不会这样子使用的。那呢，我们前面除了写上这个称谓之外呢，我们还会写说一个，就是比方说你好这样子，所以我们会说 Dear，OK，、okay, 比方说 Dear Mr. Ford 这样子。
Right, remember to use the last name. So it's really strange if you call someone, by their first name, like Mr. Sam.
Okay.
Yeah, so you have to use their last name, especially if you're writing a letter. So dear, and then Mrs. Beckham or Mr. Beckham. Okay. Now, another important thing that we talked about was the formatting, right? Now, we have to write down the date. In a letter, it's very important to write down the date. And this usually goes to the top right corner. So if you're writing a letter, you will see that the first thing you will see is the date, which is on the top right. So if we're looking at it in order, we will see the date on the top right. Then we see the dear on the left. So your dear and the date cannot be on the same line, if you understand what I mean.
Okay.
Right? So the date has to be on top, and then the person you're writing to has to be on the bottom. Not at the very bottom of the letter, but then at the left side of the letter underneath the date.
Okay.
So when you look at the magazine, if you're reading the magazine with us, you will understand what I mean by formatting.
Okay. 所以提醒大家，我们除了这个前面这个 dear 之外呢， dear 我们刚刚讲说在最上面的左边呢，但其实在 dear 上面呢还有更上面的。 OK， dear 在更上面之前最先看到的东西呢，其实是要写上你的日期，因为信件呢通常寄出之后最重要是要知道你这个信是什么时候写的，发生什么时候的事情，才知道怎么样来做回应。所以呢，日期要写在最上面，最最最最上面，要比我们刚刚讲的称谓还要在上面。那呢不同的地方呢是在于我们刚刚称谓是放在左边，那日期呢你要放在的是右边。 OK， 这个格式要特别注意到。
So after you write down these two things, You can start writing the body of the letter after the Mr. or Dear Mrs. or Dear Miss. And once you finish writing the content or the body of the letter, you sign off with a greeting at the bottom right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so usually we do have to write a greeting or like a, you know, a thing to sign off. So usually we say best wishes. Now remember the B in the best has to be capital. So best wishes. Or we can say sincerely yours.Yours truly, truly yours, or best regards.
Mm-hmm.
You can use these things to sign off. And it's just a way to show that you're very polite. Because when you write a letter, it's supposed to be something very formal, very polite. So you also have to remember your manners when you are writing a letter as well.
OK, 所以呢注意到了我们这个结尾的部分呢其实跟我们中文写信一样我们结尾的地方呢要特别写上这个一点这个祝福的话我们叫做这个 greeting, 有一个像打招呼祝福他。比方说呢像刚刚 Tiffany 举的很多这个就也很像我们这个中文说的比方说最后要祝这个身体健康或者祝这个平安喜乐等等这个祝福的话我们就可以说比方说 best wishes, sincerely yours, 等等。那注意到我们比方说像是我们刚刚讲的 best wishes, B 跟 W 都要大写这个是我们这个格式也要特别重要的。那最后提醒呢在这个下面呢我们比方说 best wishes, 逗号下面呢就要留下你的这个署名这个信是谁写的。那尤其是像今天的这个范例文章里面呢因为呢你是写给一个完全不认识的人他是你的偶像你认识他他不认识你所以呢我们就署名呢一定是这个连名带姓哦那我们今天呢就指定了刚刚这两个名字所以记得呢不要写错不要写你的名字。
Mm-hmm. All right, so now we can look at an example of a letter.Now, this person, we see we have a fan here. Do you know who she's a huge fan of? Or can you kind of guess who this
okay,
person
since
is?
Okay, since it's a female,、
mm-hmm.
I'd say probably like someone from、One Direction, like Harry Styles, maybe.
Liam Payne.
Liam Payne, yeah.
Justin Bieber.
Yeah.
okay, well, actually, she's not a fan of any of these musicians. She's a huge fan of The Rock.
Oh, okay.
Everyone knows who The Rock is now,
yeah.
right? yeah, he started out as a wrestler for the WWE,、
mm-hmm.
and now he's a really, really famous movie star.
Yes.
And he stars in a lot of action movies, too. So, and also, I think what's really great about The Rock is whenever you watch him in, like, interviews and、mm-hmm. stuff, he seems like a really, really...Super nice guy.
Yeah, very like, down to earth.
Super down to earth.
Yes.
You don't see any kind of like, you know, kind of attitude, snobby attitude. So, yeah, actually, this is another great person to admire. So,、
mm-hmm.
we can take a look at、an example of what this person wrote.
Okay, so, 呢今天呢我们看到这个范例文章呢这个是一个女生的粉丝写的、哦、那她的偶像呢是这个 The Rock 就是我们的巨石强森、哦、那巨石强森我们刚刚讲说他其实原本是摔角选手但他后来呢开始从影而且他现在不只是像很多人其实只是名人、哦、在这个也电影里面嘎一脚有点利用他的名气但是呢他现在其实是真实的成为一个非常这个非常重要在这个时代非常重要的一个动作片的演员所以呢这个女生呢就非常的欣赏他那呢我们的这个这个文章写作呢除了我们刚刚讲的格式之外呢我们中间的这个文章的主体呢我们还是有和之前一样我们呢要写下的是第一段主题句第二段主题句那来发展我们所有的内容跟细节、
mm-hmm. Let's take a look at the first topic sentence、mm-hmm. It says I've been a big fan of yours since you wrestled by the name of The Rock So we see、
okay.
here in the first paragraphThe fan or this person's going to talk about, you know, The Rock's early career. Because、mm-hmm. remember, he started out as a wrestler. She's going to talk about his early career as a wrestler. So she says, I've been a big fan of yours. So this person has noticed The Rock ever since he started wrestling.、
Okay.
And then one of the details、she wrote was that you're a great wrestler, but it's your acting talent that I really admire.、
Mm.
So she's also giving notice or saying that, yes, you are a really great wrestler. You know, you were...At that time, oh, he still is, I think.、
Yeah.
I know he doesn't do it as often, but then、he still is a really great wrestler, but he's also an amazing actor as well. Like, we didn't know he was so talented in acting, too. so that's why she said, it's your acting talent that I really admire.、
Mm-hmm. Okay, 所以呢看到我们这个第一个段落的主题句，他就说呢、哎、其实呢我是一个非常老的粉丝啦，我从你年轻呢最早开始，我就是呢你在这个摔角的时候，我就已经是你的粉丝了。但是呢真正让我注意到真正让我非常敬仰你的呢是你的这个演戏的天分真正让我钦佩的所以我们看到这个句子后段呢他说 But it's your acting talent that I really admire OK 在这边呢我们用的是这个 It is 什么东西后面 that 再加上剩下的句子，这个句型呢叫做分裂句哦。我们呢就是一个完整句，其实呢这个原本的句子应该是 OK I really admire your acting talent OK 这个是原本的句子，但是呢因为我们要把这个 your acting talent 这个你的演戏天赋让我非常的钦佩，让我非常的惊讶，所以 your acting talent 是我们要强调的东西，所以呢我们就用这个分裂句的句型，我们把它分开来，然后把 your acting talent 就是我们要强调的东西呢放到 it is 后面， it is your acting talent OK 是你的这个演戏天赋让我感到钦佩，所以我们后面再用 that 再加上我们句子剩下的部分。那注意到了，我们可以强调的部分呢可以是这个句子里面的人，可以是事物，可以是地点，可以是时间 OK， 但是呢它不能够是形容词或是动词，不能够是这个动作或这个形容的东西呢当做我们要强调的部分。我们可以举个例子了，我们可以说呢 It is my father that always picks me upfrom school OK 是我爸爸，他总是呢到学校来接我，那原本的句子呢是 My father always picks me up from school， 但是呢我们要强调 My father 是我爸爸，是这个人来接我，所以我们把它放到 It is 后面。
Mm-hmm. Okay, so next we see another detail that this person wrote. It says, I especially like you in the Fast and the Furious movie. So because she's saying that she really, really admires him as an actor too.And now as well, she says that I especially like you in the Fast and the Furious movies because I think that was one of the first movie series that really pushed him to become a big action star.
Yes.
So after the Fast and Furious, he began to, you know, act in other movies like Jumanji and...
Yeah, Jumanji, yeah.
with, there's another movie with Kevin Hart, I forgot.What it was. It was a funny movie.
Yeah, the one with Kevin Hart.
Yeah.
Yes.
There's another movie with Kevin Hart, too. And then from then on, he became, you know, really famous for starring in a lot of action movies. And then lastly...This person gave another detail and she wrote, it's interesting that you can play many different roles, including voice acting, because The Rock was also in Mona, right? He acted as, he was in Mona as the god.
Oh, really?
Yes, he
was. I didn't know that.
That's right. So, yeah, you got surprised there. The Rock surprised you, right? So she's saying that,You know, he's a great actor for being in these movies. And also, he's able to take on different roles. And he's also able to do voice acting, which is not very easy.
Yeah.
As I've tried, and I'm not very good at it.
OK, 所以呢，在这边我们就讲说，他就列举了更多细节来讲说，这个为什么他这么欣赏他的演绎的这个天分呢？因为他就说了呢，因为我非常喜欢呢你这个 The Fast and Furious, 就是我们这个叫做这个叫中文叫做什么我也忘记了。
Yeah.
OK, 玩命关头、
oh,
玩命关头、
right.
OK, 这个玩命关头系列演里面呢你演得非常好。然后呢他更让我觉得惊讶的呢是哎你不只呢演这个动作片哦，你还演了非常非常多不同的角色，比方说呢像我们刚刚讲 Moana, 这个新的这个迪士尼电影里面呢他还这个担任声优这个配音员的角色，真的是让人非常的钦佩这样。
Alright, so that's the first paragraph. Let's move on to the second paragraph, and we start with a new topic sentence. It says, I'd like to ask you a few questions since I'm interested in pursuing acting.
Okay,
so because the reason why she's such a big fan of The Rock was because she also wants to become an actor, so she has some questions for him. And she says, a detail is it hard to get recognized in the film industry?
Yeah,
yes,
it is.
Especially in Hollywood, I think. And then next detail she asked, do you have any methods for overcoming the fear of auditioning? Of course, you can also do something different here. If you are not interested in, you know, pursuing acting, you can also think about something else to write about. So you can also say, like, maybe you want to become a wrestler instead. So you can also ask questions about being a wrestler, or you can ask questions about, you know, there's also things that you can do behind the scenes of a movie. So you can become a director, a producer, a makeup artist, anything. So you can always ask or you can always think about different things to write. You don't have to, you know, pick someone because you want to be that in the future.
Yeah. For me, it's like the thing I want to ask is like, how do you manage your life? You are a wrestler, you are an actor.
Yeah. Or you can ask about fitness.
A husband, a father. Yeah, fitness also.
Right?
Yes.
He's really strong.
Yeah.
So if you're into fitness, you can ask him how he stays in shape. I think he eats like... 5 or 6 meals a day.
Yeah.
I remember I saw like a video about him talking about like his whole, you know, diet and like how he goes
out.
Yeah, I think he eats a lot of food. He eats like at least 5 or 6 meals a day.
Yeah.
But he's a big guy. He needs a lot of energy.
Also, I think he works out a lot.
Oh, yeah.
Because if it's for me, like I never work out and I had 5 meals a day. Yeah, you can't imagine.
3 of them are snacks, right?
Yeah.
3 of them are snacks. They don't count as meals, so don't worry. All right, so yeah, we don't have to write about acting, or you can also ask or think about other things to talk about, like why you admire them or what made you become a fan or something like that.
All kinds of things.
Exactly. And lastly, this is our second topic sentence. We have a concluding sentence as well. So remember, whenever you finish writing something, it's best to write a... You should write a conclusion because you have to wrap everything up. And so the last sentence, the concluding sentence or the conclusion, we can say, I hope to hear back from you, but I understand if you're too busy to write. So in a letter, yes, it's better to just sign off and say like, oh, hope to hear from you soon. Mm-hmm. Or I hope that, you know, we have time to meet up again. Or something like that. Or you should end with something that, you know, kind of says, okay, bye. You shouldn't just end off with saying, like, do you have any other methods for overcoming the fear of auditioning and cutting it off there? It's actually really, really awkward. So in a letter, it's better to kind of write, you know, a concluding sentence and to say something along the lines of, oh, I hope to hear from you soon or see you soon, something like that.
Okay. 所以呢,最后你这个结论句呢, 还是一定要下, 因为如果你在信件里面的忽然间,就比方说我刚刚都还在问你事情,刚刚都还在讨论, 忽然间呢把它就切断了 那听起来其实是蛮奇怪蛮尴尬的哦 所以呢在这边我们就是要下一个结论句 那在这边呢我们是说 希望能够得到你的回信 那当然你也可以写说 我这个只是想表达我的爱慕之意啦 所以呢非常期待你的新电影等等 这个都可以当作我们的结论句 那注意到我们这边看到这个补充一个文法哦 这边有这个 I understand if you are too busy to write, 你可能呢怎么样呢? 太忙以至于呢没有办法来写信。 那这个句型呢, to 怎么样? To do something. OK, 注意到我们第一个 to 后面加的是这个形容词或副词, 第二个 to 是我们的不定词, 后面加上原形动词, 就表示呢, 太怎么样以至于 不能怎么样, 注意到它是不能怎么样了。 OK, 我们可以举个例子, The old man was too stubborn to listen to the other's ideas. OK, 这位老先生呢, 太固执了, 以至于他听不进别人的建议。 OK, 所以注意到我们这边, too, 后面这个是太怎么样, 以至于不能怎么样, 这样子的用法咯。
Yeah, you guys can also say, I am too tired to do my homework, right? I'm pretty sure that's something that you're thinking about, but you're afraid to say it because your teachers or your parents will definitely yell at you. You'll get punished if you don't do it. So this is something I know that you guys are thinking about, but maybe don't say it out loud because you might get in trouble. All right, so let's take a quick break and we'll be right back. Unit 2. Letter Writing. July 3rd. Writing Sample 1. Dear Mr. Johnson, I've been a big fan of yours for years, ever since your wrestling days when you went by The Rock. I've always considered you one of the best wrestlers in WWE, but it's your acting talent that I really admire. I especially liked you in the Fast and the Furious movies. I think it's interesting that you can play so many different roles as well. For instance, you did amazing work on Mona. I know voice acting isn't as easy as it sounds, so good job! I hope you don't mind if I ask you a few questions. I'm interested in pursuing acting after high school, and I'm wondering if you have any advice for new actors. Is it hard to get recognized in the film industry? In addition, do you have any methods for overcoming the fear of auditioning? Auditions make me really nervous. I hope to hear back from you, Mr. Johnson, but I understand if you're too busy to write. Keep up the great work. Your biggest fan, Nicola Estrada. Writing Sample 2. Dear Miss Rowling, I'm writing this letter to tell you how much I love your books and what an inspiration you've been for me. I started reading the Harry Potter books when I was in my last year of elementary school, and I finished them before the end of junior high school. I loved the adventures of Harry and his friends. It felt like we were growing up together. Reading your books made me want to write stories of my own. I'm not sure I'll ever be as talented as you, but I do really enjoy writing and making up stories. I know the important thing is to never give up. Your first book was rejected by publishing companies many times before it was finally published, but you kept going. I'll always remember that lesson. If you have any advice to give to a young writer, I'd be really grateful to hear it. Thank you for all the happy times your books have given me. Your fan, Sean Williams. All right, so here is a way for us to write a letter, and this is just an example for you guys. But that's all the time that we have for today. Mm-hmm. We hope you guys enjoyed listening to us, and we'll see you guys very soon. Bye.